We all want peace. Not the kind that comes from a quiet room or a perfect day, but the kind that settles deep within us when life feels anything but calm. So we search for it in the plans we make and in the structures we build for our security. If we can just hold it all together, we think, then maybe the restlessness inside will finally fade away. But that kind of peace depends on things going right, things we lack the power to control, and outcomes that rarely ever go right. So what if peace isn't the absence of our fears, but the presence of someone greater than them? Christmas celebrates that moment in time when the story of heaven broke into the chaos of earth, when the Prince of Peace arrived, not in power, but in presence. Born in obscurity, cradled in a manger to calm the storms in us. So may we slow our hurry long enough to behold the mystery of his coming. And may we find in Jesus the peace our hearts have been longing for. Christmas is because Jesus is.
Yes, Lord. Peace comes from you, not from the world. You give peace not as the world gives. You give a peace that's beyond this world, that's everlasting, that's like an anchor in a deep water. Lord Jesus, thank you for the peace that we're experiencing now, even in the midst of different circumstances, things that are going on in people's lives that I don't know, but you know, and you have them here for a reason. So please speak to us and heal us. In Jesus' name, amen. Every December, we hear the same phrase everywhere we go, peace on earth. It's on Christmas cards. It's printed on ornaments. It's sung in carols. And yet December is often the least peaceful month of the year. More noise, more crowds, more expectation, more anxiety. Do I hear an amen? More traffic. Many of us come into Christmas Eve not looking for excitement. We're looking for quiet. Quiet in our minds, quiet in our homes, quiet in our hearts. The world promises peace by saying, if you can just get everything done, if you can just make it through the season, if you can just control what's around you, then you'll have peace. But Jesus says something entirely different. He says this, read it with me. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Tonight isn't about escaping reality. It's about receiving a peace the world cannot give and cannot take away. And that's why Christmas matters. Because peace on earth didn't begin with calm circumstances, not at all. It began with the arrival of Jesus Christ. So the question is, if peace doesn't come from the world, where does it come from? Scripture gives us a clear invitation tonight, three things. If you want peace on earth, lift your eyes. Peace comes from beyond this world. We all know the Christmas story. Luke writes this. Suddenly, there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to people he favors. God tells us it was night. The shepherds were doing what they did every night. They were watching and waiting and protecting their flock. There was nothing new going on. It was routine, nothing dramatic, just darkness and routine. But God caused them to lift their eyes, and then suddenly something happened. Suddenly, no warning. no fanfare except after the suddenly. No build up. You know, no announcement on the calendar. God didn't share a calendar with the shepherds and say, tomorrow, suddenly something great's going to happen. For the shepherds, God didn't show up when the sun was shining. He didn't show up when everyone was alert. He showed up in the dark, in the middle of an ordinary night. And that's often how God works. Because Christmas is when heaven broke into the night. My mother, Mimi, passed away on Monday, December 8th at 1:37 a.m. Heaven broke into the night and took her home to the light suddenly. The week following, I would wake up in the middle of the night to notice a smiling moon. I called it my smiling Mimi moon. The moon kept smiling at me, as if my mom was smiling at me. Those are the kind of things that give us peace. A peace that comes from beyond this world. Many of the most significant moments in Scripture happen after a long stretch of waiting, and then suddenly the sea parts. Suddenly the stone is rolled away. Suddenly the Spirit descends at Pentecost. Suddenly a prison door opens at midnight. What suddenly are you waiting for? God suddenly doesn't mean life was easy before it happened. It means God was at work even when nothing seemed to be happening. So the question is, do you trust God enough? Do you trust Him to believe that He's working even when it seems like nothing is happening? God never sleeps. The shepherds weren't praying for angels. They weren't expecting glory. They were just faithful in the dark, doing what they're supposed to do. And then suddenly, God showed up and lifted their eyes. You see, the peace announced at Christmas did not originate on earth. It descended from heaven as a gift from God. See, we often search for peace in circumstances, solutions, or stability, but true peace begins when you lift your eyes, expecting God to do a suddenly. We don't have many of these anymore. I really had to hunt one down. Remember these things? Okay, you know, it's kind of calm in there, but the world's not calm. The world is shaking. It's going nuts. It's like everything's going nuts, and you're in there trying to figure it all out. Inside the globe is chaos. But outside, it's pretty calm. It's pretty peaceful. I mean, even the rain stopped, right? But we live in there. And it's chaotic. It's like, who's shaking this thing? What in the world is going on? And there you are, waiting for a suddenly. But here's what I'm going to tell you. Your peace, your source of peace, does not come from this earth, from this globe. It comes from outside this globe. As you lift your eyes to see Jesus. Here's a takeaway. Peace on earth begins when heaven becomes your source. Beyond this world. Secondly, if you want peace on earth, open your heart. Open your heart, because peace comes through a person. Peace comes through a person. When the angels said peace on earth to those on whom his favor rests, they weren't describing a special group who earned God's approval. Nobody can earn God's approval. Romans 5 chapter 1 tells us exactly who that peace is for. Read it with me. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Who is the we? Those who have faith. Believers. Now notice what brings peace. Not behavior. Belief. Peace comes through a person, not circumstances. Justification means God declared us right with him. Not because we performed well, no, because we trusted Jesus. Imagine receiving a letter in the mail from someone you know you've wronged. And you see the return address. What does you do? Your stomach starts to turn. Oh my gosh, what is this letter going to say? You expect anger and you brace for the consequences. But when you open the letter, here's what's written in it. We are at peace. The debt has been settled. There's nothing between us anymore. And when you read those words, nothing about your past changes in that moment, but everything about the relationship does. Justification means the relationship has been restored. The account has been cleared. The conflict is over. And notice how it happens. By faith, not by fixing yourself. Peace with God doesn't come when you try harder. It comes from trusting in Jesus Christ for what he's already done. At Christmas, God didn't send a warning. He sent his son. He didn't send a message of condemnation. He sent a declaration of peace. So how does God's favor come to rest on someone? Not by trying harder. Not by getting cleaner. Not by proving we deserve it. God's favor rests on those who place their faith in Jesus Christ. That's the simple message of Christmas. And when his favor rests, peace follows. Peace follows. That's why peace on earth is even possible. Because the gift has a name on it, and it's signed, Love, Jesus. Faith is simply receiving what God has already given. You know, I grew up going to church every Sunday, our family, and we'd hop in the green station, Ford station wagon. My dad worked for Ford, sold Fords for 35 years, you know, found on road debt or fixer repair daily. That was the jokes about Fords. And we'd venture off in the green station wagon 45 miles to North Hollywood to attend a church where I didn't even understand what they were saying. And I believed there was a God. I just always thought he was mad at me. And I tried to fill my heart. I was searching my whole life. I tried to fill my heart with so many things, with drugs and alcohol and relationships. I even tried music because I was very good at music. And I started my first band when I was 12, and I asked my brother, and then I met my friend who became one of my best friends, John Stamos, the actor in seventh, I was in ninth grade. And I said, hey, you want to be in our band? Guy left our band for some acting career, but that's... But I was always searching for meaning. There was a hole in my heart, not literally, but spiritually. I got to tour all over the world with big name bands, Beach Boys, you know, Richard Carpenter, The Carpenter. I mean, it was nuts. And I was remember in Tokyo in the late 80s, and or it could have been early 90s, because I was seriously searching. I go, God, you got to show me what's going on. And, you know, Mike Love, who's the lead singer of the Beach Boys, said, hey, there's this transcendental meditation place, because I was looking for peace, man. He goes, hey, there's this transcendental meditation place. It's the best in the world. I'll pay for you and your brother. It's $5,000 a pop. I'll cover it. You guys go to get lessons and all that. And we drive down there, and it was the only week of the year it was closed.
Praise God.
Amen. God protected me. So here I am. I'm living in Huntington Beach in 1991. And I'm riding my bike to the beach. And I prayed a simple prayer. I said, God, if you're real, you got to show me. And the next couple days later, whatever it was, my phone rings. Hi, is Bob there? And I said, I'm sorry you have the wrong number. And the guy goes, Jesus loves you, man. Hung up the phone. I go, what? That guy's nuts. There's no way Jesus loves me. He's mad at me. He's on my wall. Look at him. He's frowning. You know, he's on the cross. About a week later, I'm in a mall, and there's a guy sitting on a bench, and he looks at me, and he says, hey, man, Jesus loves you. And I walk by, and I turn around, and he was gone. Next week, I'm in a parking lot full of cars. There's a VW bus bug with painted fluorescent paint all over it. Jesus loves you. And I remembered, God, if you're real, you got to show me. And he did. And I don't know how to explain it. But it was like a weight was lifted off my shoulders when I believed. All of a sudden, the glow became quiet. How about you? What's your testimony? Everybody has one. Hopefully yours has shifted to faith in Jesus Christ. Because without faith in Jesus Christ, you're going to try and manufacture peace, and that's not going to work. Peace comes from a person. Here's a takeaway. Peace is not something you achieve. It is someone you receive. Now, before we go on, I want to call your attention to something that's in your connection guide. Hopefully you got one. In your connection guide, there's an invitation card. Can everyone pull that out, please? It looks like this. And that's why there's pens there too. I encourage you tonight to fill that out. Peace on earth begins when you lift your eyes to heaven, open your heart to Jesus, release your worries into God's hand. Please take a moment to respond. And you can respond by saying, I accept the Christmas invitation. I'm not ready yet. I have questions. Or you need prayer, and I'm going to pray for you. We're going to pray for you. So please take time to fill that out and just drop it in the offering basket. If there's anything else that you'd like to share with me, please do. I would love to pray for you. So if you want peace on earth, open your heart. Peace comes through a person. And then third, if you want peace on earth, release your worries. Peace transcends understanding. And this is probably the hardest one. Right? Release your worries. Snap out of it. You know? Raise your hand if you tend to worry. Everyone does. Right? There were three guys who died on Christmas Eve, and they were standing at the gates of heaven before St. Peter, and Peter announced that in order for them to get into heaven, since it was Christmas Eve, they had to present something that symbolized Christmas. So the first guy, he fumbles through his pockets, and he pulls out a lighter, and he lights it, goes, that's a candle. St. Peter goes, okay, come on in. Second guy, he fumbles around his pocket, takes out his keys. I know this isn't theologically correct. You can't have, but just go with me for a minute. And he starts going like this. Those are Christmas bells. And Peter goes, okay, you may enter. The third guy's freaking out. He's like, I'm never going to get in. I have nothing. And he happened to have a pair of women's glasses in his pocket. And he got all excited. He said, St. Peter, look at these. These are women's glasses. And he's like, St. Peter's like, what does that have to do with Christmas? He goes, they're carols. You laughed. You can't say it's bad and laugh. You're going to laugh on the way home. You're going to go, that was the fun. They're carols. But here's the thing. The worst thing that anyone can worry about is getting into heaven. But because of Christmas, you don't have to anymore. If you believe. But God knows we tend to worry, even if we do believe. So he inspired the Apostle Paul to write to us and say this, don't worry about anything, but in everything through prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The peace of God transcends understanding. That word transcend in Greek is hyper echo. Hyper is like above or beyond, echoes to hold or grasp. So peace that transcends understanding is a peace that is above or beyond your ability to intellectually grasp it. It surpasses understanding. And I think as humans, we want to understand everything. And in today's age with AI, we can learn about something in an instant. But you can't learn about God's peace, because transcendent peace is experienced peace. It's not up here. It's in here. It's in here. God says through the Apostle Paul that the peace of God will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That word guard is a military word. It pictures a soldier standing watch at the city gate. Imagine a city under threat. The danger outside hasn't disappeared. The enemy is still beyond the walls, but inside the city, people sleep. Why? Because a guard is posted. I think about in the military, you know, where you have to like be the person that stays awake to watch guard, you know. I don't know if I'd be sleeping that well, to be honest with you. You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I trust the guy that much. Maybe I would. Here's the thing about God. He ain't sleeping. He's standing watch. Peace that transcends understanding doesn't mean everything makes sense. It means someone is standing watch. The circumstances may still be confusing. The diagnosis may still be unclear. The relationship may still be unresolved. Yet, there is a calm that settles in. Not because the problem's gone, but because God has taken his post. And when worry comes, what do? You give it to God. You give it to God, knowing he's going to take care of it. And you don't understand why you're calm. You just know you're not alone. That's the peace of God. It doesn't explain the night. It guards you through the night. God's peace doesn't always explain, but it always protects. On the first Christmas, nothing made sense, right? I mean, a Savior was born in a manger in a stable. Angels were speaking to shepherds. Mary, many months pregnant, had to travel on the back of a donkey from Nazareth to Bethlehem. Talk about stress. And yet heaven announced peace, not because the world was fixed, but because Christ had come. Peace transcends understanding because it doesn't come from understanding. It comes from God. The problem may still be outside the walls, but peace stands guard within. And that's why Scripture doesn't tell us to understand our way into peace. It tells us to pray our way out of it. Look, we all carry stuff around. You know, And it's heavy. Like, this Christmas bag is pretty heavy. I know it's heavy because I've tried two of them today and they've all ripped. But if you're like me, I carry this with me. It's a heavy weight. And here's the thing. God doesn't tell us to ignore our worries. He says, release your worries. I'll take care of them. So you know what? Here's what we need to do. We need to release our worries. So I'm going to release my worries to Jesus because I'm tired of carrying them. I carried them my whole life. And I don't want to carry them anymore. So Jesus, you take them. I can't ignore them, but I can give them to him. They're too heavy for me. They're too heavy for you. Jesus said, cast your anxiety on me because I care for you. But here's the thing, and would you be honest today? How many of you are going to go pick that up again today? How many of you release and then cast it back in? You know, that cast your anxiety. The problem is you reel them back in. You cast and you reel it back in. But here's what I'm going to tell you today, because this is not what you want to hear. No one wants to hear, do a better job. Do better at releasing. Do better at casting. No, that's a works-oriented gospel. Here's what I'm going to tell you today. If you keep casting and reeling it back, don't beat yourself up. Just release it again. I mean, like if you skip a meal, do you just say, I'm never going to eat again. I blew it. No. You eat again. Oh, I screwed up, man. I gave that to Jesus and I went back and picked it up from the cross because I didn't think that he can handle it. And I need to be the one to be doing that. I know how to do it. You know, I'm going to help God out because he needs help. And, you know, I don't trust that he loves me. I don't trust that he loves me. I think he's mad at me. I think he's mad at me because I keep blowing it. I keep blowing it. And Jesus is saying, stop. Come to me. I will give you rest. Quit arguing with God. Live in grace. You know how long it's taken me to learn this? I'm the hardest person of myself, probably that I know. But I'm not doing that anymore. I'm releasing my worries. I'm releasing my heavy burden to God because he loves me and he cares for me. Here's the takeaway. God's peace may not change your circumstances, but it will guard your heart. So tonight we've learned that if you want peace on earth, you must lift your eyes, open your heart, and release your worries. And I think the second one is the most important. Open your heart. You know, when Jesus came, history split from B.C. to A.D. B.C. means before Christ. And if you don't open your heart to receive peace through a person, Jesus Christ, you're going to be stuck in B.C. And here's about B.C. people. B.C. people can try and fake their way to peace on earth, but it will be manufactured peace, and it won't be real peace, because peace on earth starts with peace in you. That's how you get peace. Every year on Christmas Eve, we dim the lights, light a candle, pass the flame along. No one creates the flame. We don't manufacture it. We don't earn it. We simply receive it. One candle is lit, and then that light is passed. The darkness doesn't disappear all at once. The room doesn't all of a sudden become perfect, but the light spreads quietly, steadily, undeniably. That's how peace on earth works. Now, peace isn't something you produce by trying harder, okay? There's nothing, anything you take home tonight. Peace does not come from you trying harder to get peace. It's not something you earn by living better. Peace is received. Peace is received. On the first Christmas, peace entered a dark world the same way, not with noise or force, but with the presence of Christ. And today, tonight, that same invitation is being extended to you. You don't have to fix your life before you receive peace. You don't have to understand everything about it before you trust Jesus. You simply have to receive what God has already given to you with your name on it. It says, love Jesus. Love Jesus. So let's take a moment to receive the peace Jesus came to give. And if you wouldn't mind bowing your heads. And if you wouldn't mind this also, if you feel fine, okay about doing this, I invite you to place your hands gently in front of you with open palms, which is a simple posture of receiving. And first, I want to offer this invitation to people who have never received the peace of Christmas. They've never received the person of Christ. And I invite you tonight, as the Holy Spirit is working and wooing you to Him, to God, to Jesus, just say this in your heart. Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I thank you for rising from the dead. And I ask you, Lord, to be the Lord of my life and the Savior of my life. I want your peace, Prince of Peace, to come live inside of me. And if that's your heart, then your life is changed forever and you've received the person of Jesus Christ in faith, and now you can walk in faith and peace and get plugged into a local church so that you're growing and fellowshipping in the people of peace. Now, keep your eyes bowed, your heads bowed, and with the same posture, I want to speak the words of Jesus over all of you. Jesus says, my peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Wherever you feel fear, wherever you feel tension, wherever your heart is restless, just breathe. Breathe in his peace. Breathe in his peace. Lord Jesus, you are our peace. We receive your peace tonight. Calm our hearts. Settle our minds, fill our lives with your presence. May your peace guard us, sustain us, and shine us through. In your name, Jesus, the Prince of Peace, we pray. And everybody said, amen. Please remember to let us know your commitment by filling out the invitation card. And may the peace of Christ fill you as you lift your eyes. Peace comes from beyond this world. Open your heart. Peace comes through a person. And release your worries. God's peace transcends all understanding. And may God bless you, and Merry Christmas.